The next word is fight. The Russian word for fight is boy. Pronounced boy. This word can be used in several different ways, including 1. A physical fight. On stupid boys who ignored me. On these two, PLV boy hooligan army. This translates to, he got into a fight with the hooligans. Here, boy refers to a physical altercation. 2. A battle or war. Вторая мировая война была самой страшной войной в истории человечества. Vitoria Miramea Voina Mila Samo, I, Strashno, I, Voino, I, V Historiae Celemechestva. This translates to, World War Roman II was the most terrible war in human history. Here, Voina. Pronounced Vo, I, Na, means, war, and is a synonym for, boy. In this context. 3. A competition, or contest. Спортсмены готовятся к бою за медали. Спортсмены готовятся к бою за медали. This translates to, the athletes are preparing for the fight for medals. Here, boy refers to a competition where athletes strive for victory. Key concepts. The word boy is a masculine noun, so it takes the masculine ending in the sentence. For example, boy is used with the masculine prepositions V, which means in, and za. Za, which means for. The stress on boy is on the first syllable, the letter ikratkai. At the end of the word, boy is pronounced like the ikratkai. In the English word boy, pronunciation guide. Boy. Boy, the o is pronounced like the o. In the English word hot, and the ikratkai is pronounced like the y. In the English word boy, v, the is pronounced like the v. In the English word very, za, the za is pronounced like the za. In the English word zebra, s, the is pronounced like the S. In the English word, C. Huiganu. Kyoligani, the H. Is pronounced like the KH. In the English word, Bach. Ftaraya. Vitoraya, the R. Is pronounced like the R. In the English word, father. Miramaya. Miramaya, the R is pronounced like the R. In the English word, father. Vina. Vo, I, na, the O is pronounced like the O. In the English word, hot, and the ikratkai is pronounced like the y. In the English word boy, samaya. Samaya, the r is pronounced like the r. In the English word father, strashnaya. Strashnaya, the r is pronounced like the r. In the English word, father. Historii. Historii, the I is pronounced like the I. In the English word, machine. Человечество. Chelemetestma, the. Yeah. Is pronounced like the. E. In the English word, bed. Sportsmeny. Sportsmeny, the. Yeah. Is pronounced like the. E. In the English word, bed. Gotovnatsa. Gotovnatsia, the. Yeah. Is pronounced like the. Yeah. In the English word, father. Ka. K, the. Ka. Is pronounced like the. K. In the English word, kick. Boy. Bo, I, U, the. O. Is pronounced like the. O. In the English word, hot, and the. Ikaratkai. Is pronounced like the. Y. In the English word, boy. Za. Za, the. Za. Is pronounced like the. Za. In the English word, zebra. Medali. Medali, the. I. Is pronounced like the. I. In the English word, machine. English to Russian, fight. Boy. Boy. The next word is street. The English word, street, translates to. Ulitsa. In Russian. Ulitsa. Is pronounced, ulitsa. This word is feminine, and is declined like all other feminine nouns ending in. Ah. The ending changes based on the case of the word. Here is a sentence. Я иду по улице. Я иду по улице. Я. I pronounced я. Иду. Go pronounced иду. По. A long pronounced по. Улице. Street pronounced улице. This sentence means. I am walking along the street. Translation. Street. Ulitsa. Ulitsa. The next word is year. В этом году я закончил университет. This sentence means, this year I graduated from university. Breakdown. V. Is a preposition meaning, in, or, at, and is pronounced like, V. It can be used with dates, times, and locations. Etom. Is an adjective meaning, this, and is pronounced, etom. It modifies. Godu. Godu. Is a noun meaning, year, and is pronounced, godu. It is in the dative case, meaning, to, or, for. It's a masculine noun, so we know it will be. God. In the nominative case, ya is a pronoun meaning I and is pronounced ya. Закончил is the past tense, masculine, singular form of the verb to finish and is pronounced закончил. Университет is a noun meaning university and is pronounced университет. Other variations of год include годы, meaning years, plural. Годовалый, meaning year old, adjective. English, year slash. Год. Год, Russian. Год. Год. The next word is of. The word of in English can translate to several different prepositions in Russian, depending on the context. Here are a few examples. 1. Is there. Is. Pronounced, is, meaning, from, or, out of. Sentence. Он пришел из школы. Он пришел из школы. Translation. He came from school. Breakdown. Он. Он, he. Пришел. Пришел, came. Is is from Stoge. S.H. Coley, school. 2. Otter. Ot. Pronounced ot, meaning from or away from. Sentence. Я уехал от родителей. Я уехал от родителей. Translation. I left from my parents. Breakdown. Я. Я. I. Уехал. Уехал. Left. От. От. From. Родители. Родители. Parents. 3. S. Pronounced S, meaning with or from, used with dates or times. Sentence. On родился сюда 1980 года. On родился 1980 года. Translation. He was born in 1980. Breakdown. On. Own. He. Родился. Родился, was born. S. From. Одна тысяч девятьсот восемьдесят. 1980, 1980. Года. Года, year. Key concepts. Prepositions. These words show the relationship between a noun or pronoun and other words in the sentence. Case. Russian nouns and pronouns change their endings depending on their function in a sentence, for example, subject, object, etc. These changes are called cases. Word pronunciation. Is. Pronounced, is. Ought. Pronounced, ought. S. Pronounced, s. Translation. Of. Is. Ought. The next word is former. The word former in Russian is бывший. Бывший, and it can be used as an adjective or a noun. In this example, we will use it as an adjective. Он был бывшим президентом России. Он был бывшим президентом России. Breakdown. Он. Он. He. Был. Был. Was. Бывшим. Бывшим. Former. Президентом. Президентом. President. России. России. Of Russia. This sentence translates to, he was the former president of Russia. Remember, the Yeru in. Бывшим. Has a very short, almost silent sound like the Y in myth. Variations. The feminine form of бывший is бывшая. Бывшая. The plural form is бывшие. Бывшие for both masculine and feminine genders. Pronunciation guide. Бывший. Бывший. Президент. Президент. Россия. России. English. Former slash stress F open or lengthened RM schwa R slash Russian. Бывший. Бывший. The next word is contact. The English word, contact, can be used as a noun or a verb in Russian. Here are some examples. Noun. Контакт. 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 Контактом. Контакт. Pronounced контакти, контакта, контакту, контактам, контактай. The noun контакт in Russian is контакт. Pronounced контакти. Like many nouns, it can have different endings depending on its function in the sentence. The endings of the word contact change depending on the grammatical case. The nominative case is contact. Contacti, and it indicates the subject of the sentence. The genitive case. Contacta. Contacta indicates possession. For example, the contact of the employee. The dative case. Contactu. Contactu indicates the indirect object. For example, I give the contact to you. The accusative case. Contact. Contactee is used for the direct object. For example, I know the contact. The instrumental case. Contactum. Contactum is used to indicate the instrument of an action. For example, I contacted them by email. The prepositional case. Contacti. Contacti is used with prepositions. For example, I found the contact in the database. Example sentence. У меня есть контакт директора компании. Pronounced, у меня есть контакт директора компании. Translation, I have the contact of the company director. Key concepts. У. Pronounced, у is a preposition meaning at, near, by, with, or of. Меня. Pronounced Майонья means me and is in the genitive case. Есть. Pronounced yes means there is or there are. Verb. Контакти. Pronounced контакти is the plural of the verb. Контактировать. Pronounced контактировать meaning to contact. Контактировать. Is the verb in the infinitive form. Контакту. Is the plural verb in the present tense form. Я контактирую. Pronounced, я контактирую, means, I am contacting. Ты контактируешь. Pronounced, ты контактируешь, means, you are contacting. Он контактирует. Pronounced on contactирует means he is contacting. Мы контактируем. Pronounced мы контактируем means we are contacting. Вы контактируете. Pronounced вы контактируете means you are contacting. Они контактируют. Pronounced они контактируют means they are contacting. Example sentence. Я контактирую с клиентами по телефону. Pronounced, я контактирую с клиентами по телефону. Translation, I am contacting the clients by phone. Key concepts. С. Pronounced, с means with and is a preposition. Телефону. Pronounced, телефону means by phone and is in the prepositional case. Contact. Контакт. Pronounced контакти, contacts. Контакту. Pronounced контакти, to contact. Контактировать. Pronounced контактировать. The next word is particularly. This sentence uses the word. Особенно. Pronounced особенно, which means, particularly, or, especially. It is an adverb, meaning it describes a verb, adjective, or another adverb. In this sentence, it describes the adjective хорошая краткое, good. Этот фильм особенно хороший. Этот фильм особенно хороший, this movie is particularly good. Breakdown. Этот. Этот, this, masculine singular. Фильм. Film, movie. Особенно. Особенно, particularly, especially. Хороший. Хороший, good, masculine singular. Key concept. The word. Особенно. Особенно is an adverb, and is used to emphasize a quality, or characteristic. It often comes before the adjective or adverb it modifies. Variations. The word Osobinna. Osobenno can also be used with a noun to emphasize a specific thing or person. For example, Ja osobinno lubię szokolad. Ja osobinno lubię szokolad. I particularly love chocolate. Pronunciation tips. Remember that the stress falls on the second syllable in osobinno. Osobenno. The o in osobinno. Osobenno sounds like the o in hot and the o in hroshi. Hroshi sounds like the o in lot. English translation, particularly osobinno. Osobenno. The next word is wife. English. My wife is a doctor. Russian. Moya zhena vrach. Breakdown. Moya. My feminine form, used with feminine nouns. Moya. Moya. Zhena. Wife, feminine noun. Zhena. Zhena. Vrach. Doctor, masculine noun. Vrach. Vrach. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Russian, adjectives and nouns must agree in gender. Since wife is feminine, the adjective my must be in the feminine form. Moya. Noun declension. Nouns change form depending on their grammatical role in the sentence. In this sentence, Zhena is in the nominative case, which is used for the subject of the sentence. Word order. The typical word order in Russian is subject-verb-object. Variations. Moya supruga vrach. My spouse is a doctor. Supruga. Spouse, feminine. U minya zhena vrach. I have a wife who is a doctor. U minya. I have. English, wife. Zhena. Zhena Russian, doctor. Vrach. Vrach. The next word is sport. Hash hash. Sport. 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 Sentence. Я люблю заниматься спортом. Я люблю заниматься спортом. Breakdown. Я. Я, I, pronoun. Люблю. Люблю, I love, verb, present tense, infinitive. Любит. Любит. Заниматься. Заниматься, to engage in, verb, present tense, infinitive. Заниматься. Заниматься. Спортом. Спортом, sports, noun, instrumental case, singular. Meaning, I love to engage in sports. Key concepts. Заниматься. Заниматься requires the instrumental case for the object. Спортом. Спортом is the instrumental case of sport. Sport. Pronunciation notes. Я. Я, like the, я, in, yard. Люблю. Люблю, люблю, like the, лю, in, flute. Заниматься. Заниматься, заниматься, like the, ни, in, nice, and the, ма, in, мама. Спортом. Спортом, спортом, like the, sport, in, sport, and the, том, in, атом. English / Russian translation. Sport. 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 The next word is prepare. The word prepare in Russian is подготовить. Подготовить. It is a verb, meaning to make something ready or to get ready for something. The sentence. Я готовлюсь к экзамену по русскому языку. Yagotovlus kayek name nipo ruskamu yaziku. Breakdown. I pronounced ya. Gotovlus. Gotovlus, I prepare myself. Pronounced gotovlius. Ka. K. To. Pronounced K. Examinu. Ekname exam. Pronounced examenu. Po. Po on. Pronounced pa. Ruskamu. Ruskamu, Russian. Pronounced ruskamu. Yaziku. Yaziku, language. Pronounced yaziku. This sentence means, I am preparing for the Russian language exam. It is an example of the imperfective aspect of the verb, indicating that the action is ongoing. It is in the present tense, meaning that the action is happening now. The word podgotovit can also be used in the perfect aspect. Podgotovit, which indicates that the action is completed. This form can be used in the past tense, for example. Я подготовил все необходимые материалы. Я подготовил все необходимые материалы. I prepared all the necessary materials. Pronounced, Я подготовил все необходимые материалы. English. Prepare Russian. Подготовить. Подготовить. Pronunciation. Подготовить. The next word is discuss. Let's discuss the word. Обсуждать. Обсуждать. The sentence. Мьеру делжен еру. Обсуждать. Это вопрос. Мы должны обсуждать этот вопрос. Мьеру. Мы. My, we должен еру. Должны. Должны, must. Обсуждать. Обсуждать, discuss этот. Этот, this, masculine вопрос. Вопрос. Вопрос, question. Breakdown. The verb. Обсуждать. Обсуждать means to discuss and is in the infinitive form. It is conjugated in the sentence to agree with the subject, мьеру, we, which is plural. The conjugation in this sentence is должны обсуждать. Должны обсуждать, which is the present tense of the verb to discuss in the plural form. This signifies that the action of discussion is happening now. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. Russian verbs change form depending on the person, number, and tense. Here, the verb обсуждать. Обсуждать changes to должны обсуждать. Должны обсуждать, because it needs to agree with the subject, we. Gender agreement. The adjective этот must agree in gender with the noun it modifies. Вопрос. Вопрос is masculine, so the adjective is also masculine. Translation. We must discuss this question. Pronunciation. Обсуждать. Обсуждать. The, же. Же. ZH makes a ZH sound similar to the English J in jump. Должны. Должны. The, же. Же. ZH makes a ZH sound similar to the English J in jump. The, еру. Y makes a short I sound as in bit. Вопрос. Вопрос. The, о. О. О is pronounced like the O in go. Variations of the word discuss. Дискуссия. Дискуссия, discussion, a formal conversation. Обсуждение. Обсуждение, discussion, a process of talking about something. Remember, Practicing these phrases and words aloud will help you understand and learn the language faster. The next word is response. Please provide an English word for me to create a Russian sentence using. I will then provide the sentence, a breakdown of the grammar, meaning of the sentence, variations of the word in question, and translation of words. I will highlight key concepts and give helpful hints on how to pronounce each word in English. I will also ensure that the Russian words are marked with and end with, so that you can translate it using eSpeak. The next word is voice. The English word, voice, can be translated into Russian as голос, голос, which means voice, or звук, звук, which means sound. Here is a Russian sentence using голос. Я голос был тихим и логичным. Я. Я. Голос. Голос, voice. Был. Был, was. Тихий. Тихий, quiet. I, and мелодичный. Мелодичный, melodious. Translation. Her voice was quiet and melodious. Key concepts. Голос. Голос is a masculine noun, therefore the adjective. Тихий. Тихий is also in masculine form. Pronunciation tips. Я. Io, the, e, in. Year. Is pronounced like the, e, in, bed. Голос. Голос, the, o, is pronounced like the, o, in, go, and the, s, is pronounced like the, s, in, see. Bl. Bile, the, yeru, is pronounced like the, y, in, my. Tichy. Tichy. The I is pronounced like the E in C. Мелодичный. Мелодичный, the chair, is pronounced like the CH in church. English, voice, голос. Голос. Russian, голос, голос. Голос. The next word is peace. Hash hash. Кусок. Торта. Очень вкусный. Breakdown. Кусок. Кусок / high, a piece of something. This word is masculine and can be used for a piece of food, a piece of cloth, a piece of furniture, etc. It has a plural form. Куски. Куски / high. Remember, the K in кусок is a soft K sound, like the K in the English word key. Also, куски is pronounced with a short I sound, as in the English word bit. Torta. Torta / high, a cake. This is a masculine noun, so the ending is A. Remember, the T is pronounced as an unvoiced T sound, as in the English word, talk. Bl. Bile, / high, was, this is the past tense masculine singular form of the verb. Beat. Bite, / high, to be. The, eerie, in. Bl. Is a soft sign, and it is not pronounced. The, yeru, is pronounced as a short, I, sound. Очень. O, chen, high, very. This word is an adverb, meaning very or extremely. It's quite versatile and can be used with adjectives, adverbs, and even verbs. Remember, the chair is pronounced as the ch in the English word church. Вкусный. V, cusnage / high, tasty. This word is an adjective, meaning tasty or delicious. It can be used to describe food, drinks, and sometimes even experiences. It has masculine, feminine and neuter forms, and can be used in the plural as well. It is pronounced with a short u sound, similar to the u in the English word put. Translation: the piece of cake was very tasty. Pronunciation: ku, sok, tor, ta, bile, o, chen, v, cusnage. Helpful hints: this sentence demonstrates a common structure used in Russian, with the subject coming first, followed by the verb, then the object, then any modifiers. The adjective vkusnyi follows the noun tort, making it clear that it modifies the noun. It's useful to practice saying the words aloud to get a feel for the pronunciation. This sentence can help you to learn the declension of nouns, the conjugation of verbs, and the use of adjectives. The next word is take. The word take in English can be used in many ways, but let's look at one simple sentence. English: I will take the book. Russian: Я возьму книгу. Breakdown: Я. I, pronounced like ya. Возьму. Future tense of the verb to take, pronounced like возьму. Книгу. The book, pronounced like книгу. Variations: in this sentence, you can change book for any noun, for example, телефон, pronounced like телефон, which means phone, or чашку, pronounced like чашк, which means cup. Important note: the verb брат, pronounced брат, which means to take, is very versatile. You will see it in many different forms. English: take Russian. Брат, pronounced like брат. The next word is Finnish. The word Finnish is a very versatile word in English. It can be used as a verb, a noun, or an adjective. In this example, we will use it as a verb. Он закончил свою работу. Breakdown: он, он, he. This is the masculine singular pronoun, and it is pronounced like own. Z-A-K-O-N-C-E-L. Закончил. This is the masculine singular past tense form of the verb to finish. The ch at the end of this word is pronounced like the ch in church. S-V-O-U. Свою. This is the feminine singular possessive adjective meaning his or her slash its. The u at the end of this word is pronounced like the u in flute. Работу. Работу. This is the feminine singular noun meaning work. The u at the end of this word is pronounced like the u in food. The whole sentence translates as: he finished his work. Word breakdown: finish. Закончит. Закончит. Work. Работа. Работа. The next word is suppose. Hash hash per ye de p o l o j e m che te o ze a ve te ra ve u de ye te ha o e ro sha a ya pe o ge o de a. Предположим, что завтра будет хорошая погода. Breakdown: per ye de p o l o j e m. Предположим. Предположим, this is the imperative form of the verb per-ye-de-p-o-l-a-g-a-t-e-ri. Предполагать. Предполагать, meaning to suppose, assume. The imperative form is used to express a suggestion or command, in this case, suggesting we consider the possibility. Che-te-o. Что? C-h-t-o, this is the conjunction meaning that, introducing the subordinate clause that follows. Завтра. Завтра. Завтра, this is the adverb meaning tomorrow. Будете. Будет. Будет, this is the future tense of the verb будете. Будет. 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 meaning to be. Ha-o-er-o-sha-ya. Ha-o-sha-ya. Horoshaya, this is the feminine nominative singular form of the adjective meaning good. Pe-o-ge-o-de-a. Pagoda. P-O-G-O-D-A, this is the noun meaning weather. Translation. Let's suppose that tomorrow will be good weather. Pronunciation. P-E-R-E-D-P-O-L-O-G-E-M. P-E-D-P-O-G-E-M. Predpologim cheteo. Sto. C-H-T-O-Z-A-V-E-T-E-R-A. Laughter. Lav-tra-be-u-de-y-e-te. Bu-git. Bu-det-ha-o-er-o-sha-ya. Ha-o-sha-ya. Ho-ro-sha-ya pe-o-ge-o-de-a. Pagoda. Pogoda. Variations. Per-ye-de-pe-o-l-o-j-e-m, che-te-o. Prid-pologim, sto. Prid-pologim, c-h-t-o. This is the most common way to express, suppose that, in Russian. It can be followed by any clause, or phrase. P-o-p-u-s-t-e-m, che-te-o. Dopustim, sto. Dopustim, c-h-t-o. This is another way to express, suppose that. It is slightly more formal than per-ye-de-p-o-l-o-j-e-m. Per-ye-de-p-o-l-o-j-e-m, che-te-o. Davaiti prid-pologim, sto. Davait prid-pologim, c-h-t-o. This is a more polite and conversational way to express, suppose that. Per ye de ste ave em es ye be ye, che te o. Prid stavim sib, sto. Prid stavim sib, c-h-t-o. This is a more imaginative way to express, suppose that, suggesting you imagine a scenario. English word. Suppose s schwa stress p-o letter 2-8-a-z, Russian word. Per ye de p-o-l-a-g-a-t-e iri. Predpolagat. Predpolagat. The next word is apply. The English word, apply, has many possible translations in Russian depending on context. Let's look at two possibilities. 1. Apply, as in, to apply for a job. The Russian sentence would be Я подал, а, заявление на работу. Я подал. A. They have leaned in our rubber to break down. I. Masculine slash feminine. Podal. A. Podal. A. Past tense of the verb, to submit, masculine slash feminine. They have leaned in. They have leaned in. Application, statement. Na. Na. On, to, for, preposition. Работу. Работу. Work, job. Key concept, the verb. Подавать. Подавать. To submit, is commonly used when applying for things, such as jobs, visas, and university admission. Pronunciation. Я, like, я, in, yard. Подал, а. Подал, a. Подал, masculine, подала, feminine, emphasize the, sound. Заявление. Заявление, emphasize the e sound. На. На. На, like, на, in, nap. Работу. Работу. Работу, emphasize the o sound. English translation. I submitted an application for a job. To apply, as in, to apply pressure. The Russian sentence would be Приложить усилия. прилагать усилия. Breakdown. Приложите. Прилагать. Imperative, command, form of the verb, to apply. Усилия. Усилия. Efforts, pressure. Key concept, the verb. Прилагать. Прилагать. To apply is commonly used with abstract nouns like pressure, force, and effort. Note that the imperative form is used when giving a command. Pronunciation. Приложите. Прилагать. Прилагать emphasize the I sound. Усилия. Усилия. Усилия emphasize the I sound. English translation. Apply effort. Important note. In Russian, verb endings change based on gender and number, as well as tense. So, it's important to use the correct verb ending for the subject of your sentence. Word and pronunciation. Apply. Приминать. Приминать. Приминать apply. Прилагать. Прилагать. Прилагать apply. Подавать. 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 The next word is president. The президент. Росси. Владимир. Путин. Является. Главой. Государство. Breakdown. Президент. President, president, masculine noun. Russi. России, of Russia, genitive case of. Россия. Россия, Russia. Владимир. Владимир, Владимир, proper noun, masculine. Putin. Putin, Putin, proper noun, masculine. Является. Является is present tense, third person singular of the verb. Является. Является, to be. Главой. Главой, head, instrumental case of. Голова. Голова, head. Государство. Государство, state, genitive case of. Государство. Государство, state. Meaning, the president of Russia, Vladimir Putin, is the head of state. Key concepts. Noun cases. Russian nouns change form depending on their grammatical function in the sentence. In this example, we see the genitive case. Russi. And. Государство. Used to indicate possession or belonging, and the instrumental case. Главой. Used to show the means or instrument of an action. Word order. While Russian word order is more flexible than English, the sentence structure is generally subject-verb-object. Present tense. The verb. Является. Is in the present tense, indicating a current state or fact. Variations of. Президент. Президентом. Президентом, by the president, instrumental case. Президенту. Президенту, to the president, dative case. Pronunciation tips. Stress. In Russian, stress is not always predictable, and can change the meaning of a word. In the example, stress falls on the first syllable of. Президент. Росси. Владимир. Путин. Является. And. Государство. Vowel sounds. Pay attention to the vowel sounds. The E in. Президент. Is pronounced like the E in bed. The O in. S-C. Is pronounced like the O in hot. Consonant sounds. The C in S-C. Is pronounced like an S. The chair in Evraitsa. Is pronounced like the CH in church. Translation. Prezident. President. R.C. of Russia. Vladimir. Vladimir. Putin. Putin. Evraitsa. Is. Glavoy. Head. Государство. Of state. The next word is fire. The word fire in Russian is agon. Pronounced argon. It is a masculine noun, so it uses the masculine form of the adjective and the masculine form of the verb. Here is an example of a sentence using the word agon. Пожарная машина быстро потушила огонь. Pronounced пожарная машина быстро потушила огонь. Here is a breakdown of the sentence. Пожарная. Pronounced пожарная, fire, adjective, feminine, nominative case, singular. Машина. Pronounced машина, machine, noun, feminine, nominative case, singular. Быстро. Pronounced быстро, quickly, adverb. Потушила. Pronounced потушила, past tense, feminine, singular, of the verb. Потушить. Pronounced потушить, to extinguish. Огон. Pronounced огон, fire, noun, masculine, accusative case, singular. The sentence translates to, the fire truck quickly extinguished the fire. The accusative case is used here, because the verb потушила is a transitive verb, and the direct object is огон. Key concepts. Gender in Russian nouns, and adjectives, nouns, and adjectives in Russian have genders, and the form of the noun, and the adjective must agree in gender. Case in Russian nouns, the case of a noun changes depending on its role in the sentence. The most common cases are nominative, accusative, and genitive. Pronunciation hints. The letter G in agon is pronounced like the G in get. The letter O is pronounced like the O in hot. The letter N mirkiznak in agon is pronounced like the NY in canyon. English translation. Fire. Agon. Argon. The next word is compare. Сравните два текста. Сравните два текста. Breakdown. Сравните. Сравнить is the imperative form of the verb. Сравнивать. Сравнивать, which means, to compare. The imperative form tells someone to do something. Эти. Эти is the plural form of the demonstrative adjective. Этот. Этот, which means, this. It is used when pointing out something that is close in space, or time. Два. Два means, two. Текста. Текста is the plural form of the noun. Текст. Текст, which means, text. Meaning. Compare these two texts. Key concepts. The imperative form of verbs in Russian is formed by adding the ending T to the verb stem. The plural form of demonstrative adjectives in Russian is formed by adding the ending E to the singular form. The plural form of nouns in Russian is formed by adding the ending Y to the singular form. Pronunciation. Сравнить. Сравнить Esravnit. Eti. 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 Dva. 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 Texta. 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 Translation. Compare. Sravnivat. Esravnivat. Esravnivat. These. Eti. 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 Two. Dva. 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 Texts. Texta. 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 The next word is caught. The English word, caught, can have several meanings in Russian, each requiring a different word. Here is a sentence using the word, caught, in the sense of a legal court. Suit. Признал. Его. Виновным. Breakdown. Suit. Pronounced, sued, this is the most common word for court, in the sense of a legal institution. The plural form is судьи. Pronounced, судьи. Признал. Pronounced, признал, this is the past tense, masculine form of the verb. Признавать. Pronounced, признавать. This verb means to recognize, or to acknowledge, and is often used in the context of a court decision. Его. Pronounced, его, this is the masculine accusative pronoun, meaning, him. Виновным. Pronounced, виновным, this is the instrumental case of the adjective. Виновный. Pronounced, виновный, meaning, guilty. It is used after the verb переменатери to indicate the person found guilty. Translation. The court found him guilty. Key concepts. The use of the instrumental case after the verb переменатери is a common grammatical pattern. The Russian legal system, like the English system, relies on the principle of innocent until proven guilty. Variations. Other words for court include двор. Pronounced двор, this means yard or courtyard. Спортивный. Suit. Pronounced спортивный суд, this means sports court. English and Russian word and pronunciation. Court. Suit. Pronounced sued. The next word is police. The police are investigating the crime scene. Полиция. Расследует. Место. Преступление. Полиция. Расследует. Место. Преступление. Breakdown. Полиция. Полиция. This is the noun, meaning, police. It is pronounced, полиция. Расследует. Расследует. This is the verb, meaning, investigates. It is pronounced, расследует. Место. Место. This is a noun meaning, place. It is pronounced, место. Преступление. Преступление. This is a noun meaning, crime. It is pronounced, преступление. Key concepts. Gender. The word. Полиция. Полиция. Is feminine, so the verb. Расследует. Расследует. Is conjugated to agree with the gender of the subject. Word order. The basic word order in Russian is subject verb object. Variations. The word. Полиция. Полиция. Can be used in the singular or plural. Полиция. Полиция. Singular, the police. Полицейские. Полицейские. Plural, policemen, police officers, the verb. Расследует. Расследует. Can also be used in the past tense or future tense. Полиция. Расследовала. Место. Преступление. Полиция. Расследовала. Место. Преступление. The police investigated the crime scene. Полиция. Будет. Расследовать. Место. Преступление. Полиция. Будет. Расследовать. Место. Преступление. The police will investigate the crime scene. Translation. Police. Полиция. Полиция.